Thank you for downloading our free call of the day. For even more hours of my program, become a family premium member now at drlaura.com. Luana, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you today?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
I have a quick question. My daughter is 25. She has some learning disabilities, but I'm at the point where I want to get on with my life. I'm a single parent, and I just want her to...
Does that mean you're divorced?
No, I was never married. I wish I would have listened to your show like 26 years ago.
Well, what kind of learning disability?
She has
how
ADD.
How much school? Gosh, these days, everybody supposedly has that. Okay, she's 25. She has ADD. And there are millions of people with that diagnosis, with jobs and families and hobbies and neighbors and dogs and cats and birds.
Yes.
So why is she in your house?
Well, she has a hard time kind of holding down a job. Right now she's working, you know, for my brother. And
why does she have a hard time holding down a job? What's the problem?
She's always late. She's totally irresponsible. And it's a huge burden on me because I can't just up and leave, or I can't just up and throw her out because
I have a miniature poodle, and I had some big dogs, and they ran her down several times. And that knee thing that people get when they're athletes, you had to have it repaired 2 years later, then the other knee repaired, and she was limping. And one of the things one of the vets said to me is, what do you do when she limps? I said, I pick her up and go, poor baby. And I carry her up, I put her on the couch, I carry her down the stairs, and she goes, don't you realize dogs are like kids? What they can get away with, they will. So she does a little limping stuff, and you schlep her all around. Now, I thought that was very interesting. The truth of the matter was, there was a wire at a place that was hurting her, and they had to do another surgery. Nonetheless, so she was wrong here, but nonetheless, it was a good point. So since there are hundreds of thousands of people with ADH holding down jobs and having lives, that maybe you treating her like I was treating Bibi is just not helping, because she doesn't really have to struggle. And there are halfway homes, and there are all kinds of options. So once parents think that kids can't survive on their own, the kids come to not survive on their own. Now, I have no diagnosis of your daughter. I just know the facts that this is not something that keeps people from having a life.
No, she's very manipulative.
Yes, just like Bibi. But what difference does it make how manipulative a person is if you can't be manipulated? Do tell. I can go very high.
No, I know.
Don't speak. You're just going to sound silly, and I don't want you to. You can't call her manipulative without shining a bright light on yourself for being manipulatable.
That's 100% right.
So, don't blame her for playing you. It works.
So,
you know what comes after, so you don't need me for that part. You're a smart woman. Yeah. Every day, by your actions, you show her that you believe she's incompetent. So, what do you expect?
So how do I go from here?
I already told you know the answer to that, because you're smart.
No.
I already said that. I don't know why people aren't more complimented when I tell them they're smart and they have the answer and don't need me for that part. You don't need me for that part. You know exactly Once I've explained to you that she can only manipulate if you're manipulatable, you know what to do.
Yes. Thank you. No, I just love your show, and I love how you have a story for everyone, and it's so helpful.
Good, Luana. I'm counting on you not to be manipulatable, in spite of how much I love to say that word. Thank you for listening to this call of the day. For the complete edition of all my weekday programs, sign up to be a family premium member at drlaura.com.